School education. School enrollments at the primary and secondary levels, and number of years spent at school can be greatly affected by sexuality. Many children, especially girls, children of parents in stigmatized occupations like sex work and waste picking, HIV-positive children, children of HIV-positive parents, and transgender children drop out because of a number of social and institutional bias. Stigma, harassment, and violence are reasons for not finishing school. This is especially true of transgender children who are teased, harassed, and even sexually abused for non-conforming to sexual norms. They may also face violence within their homes, forcing them to leave their families and thus discontinue Education Center for Equity Studies et al. 2014. In the context of India, girls are largely prepared for domesticity, and managing the house is seen as more important than attending school. Moreover, they are seen as being useful in lessening the workload of their parents, either in the fields in rural areas in taking care of their younger siblings, cooking, and cleaning, among others. Once a girl reaches puberty, girls born in poor families are often married off, as marriage is seen as a way out of poverty. Sexual relations are sanctioned only within matrimony, so parents believe that the earlier the girls are married off, the lesser are the risk of them getting sexually active, pregnant, or sexually abused outside the socially sanctioned avenue of marriage. Canada, Therman and Vice 2013. Even if girls are not married off before the legal age of marriage, they may still discontinue school because of restriction on their mobility post-puberty. Page 8. Image. Caption. Figure 1, Social Exclusion, Poverty, and Food Security Cycle. End of caption. Schools are also known to perpetuate gender norms and stereotypes such as assigning separate tasks for boys and girls, where girls are asked to sweep and clean the school, while boys are allowed to go outside the school premises. Center for Equity Studies et al. 2014. To encourage school enrollment and participation and to tackle malnutrition among children, the midday meal scheme was introduced in schools in India. This positive initiative by the government is seen the level of nutrition insecurity dropping among school-going children in India. IFPRI 2014. However, despite these initiatives, we see a vast differential in educational attainment in India. The 2011 census of India reports the female literacy level at 65.46% compared to the male literary rate of 82.14% and the page 9 national average of 74.04% census of India 2011. It is noted that about 43% of students in India drop out before completing their elementary education. Jivjit Joey and Sansi 2011 in DOS 2014. The above examples show how sexual norms come in the way of school attendance and basic educational skills for girls, transgender people, and others. Poor quality of education and how sexual and gender norms are reinforced in institutions are other stumbling blocks to empowerment. Low education can impact on one's life opportunities, being a disadvantage in the formal labor market, and can have implications on self-esteem,